Jessica Marinelli from Buffalo Rising joins us on WBFO's Press Pass this morning. She champions some recent environmental efforts in Buffalo, including a renewed call to ban plastic grocery bags in Erie County. First, a look at a cultural institution that is part of revitalization efforts on Buffalo's east side.
Torrance Space Theater is an excellent spot. It's located right down the street from the Central Terminal on Fillmore. And if you haven't been there, you should go. They're located in the Adam Mickiewicz Library.
There we go.
It's a historic Polish library.
Okay.
They've had Dingus Day festivals there. Some people might know it from that. But they are the in-house theater troupe. They have the bar out front, wonderful Polish beers, just some really, really cool space. In September, they finished a renovation of the Gas Mart next door, which the facade is rigidized metal designed. It's really, really fantastic. They've got a parking lot right there, street parking. It's convenient. It's friendly. It's easy to access. It's a gem on the east side. So Buffalo Rising, we had a wonderful opening night for their production of Far Away, which was written by Carol Churchill, directed by Dan Shanahan. As with all of Torrance Space Theater's productions, I find that when I walk away, it's the type of theater that really lets you think about the subject for weeks.
Other things to talk about, though, we wanted to get a little into some environmental-themed stories that you guys have been working on here that all seem to kind of fall into place to a certain extent.
Exactly. You know, Buffalo Rising, we try to focus on the whole city and the whole city's health, and that means the environment. So we do report on some stories that maybe make national headlines but could have an impact on Buffalo.
Okay.
Such as recently the Dunkin' Donuts chain announced that they are ditching styrofoam cups. Within the next 2 years, they will have moved to double-walled paper, which will remove 1 billion of cups from landfills every year.
1 billion styrofoam cups.
Yep, from landfills will be removed just by moving to double paper.
Interesting, though. That's a large corporation. They can make a change that perhaps it might be even helps them out on the bottom line. But are there local businesses that are trying to do the same type of thing?
Absolutely. And they have been for years, Jay. It's public awareness is starting to get to a point where they're starting to write and talk and through social media bring attention to these issues, which is very important. And we applaud. For example, Sweetness 7 on the west side. Prish, who owns Sweetness 7, has been very environmentally focused for a number of years, and she only has paper straws. There's no plastic straws, which is something that Buffalo Rising has been promoting.
Another issue is, of course, plastic grocery bags.
Yes. Recently, an Iceland supermarket chain banned plastic bags in their stores. Hawaii has had a ban on plastic bags. Australia has a ban on plastic bags. We would love to see more communities ban plastic bags. A few years ago, County Executive Mark Poloncarz and Legislator Patrick Burke proposed legislation to the Erie County Legislature that would eliminate certain kinds of plastic bags. That didn't get much traction at the time. I'm hoping they were just ahead of the curve.
What's going to make the difference in that finally?
I think people. I think people deciding that they want to protect the environment, that sometimes it's not as convenient to bring your bag into the store or remember to bring your bag, but it can have such an impact. There's a petition circulating online right now that's getting a lot of traction nationally, asking for Jeff Bezos to ban plastic bags from Whole Foods within 5 years. So we're hoping he's listening, and we're hoping that Wegmans and our local stores and individual shoppers listen to and do their part.
Jessica Marinelli from Buffalo Rising, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much, Jay.